Good afternoon, world, audio B friends. It's Jacqueline B, and I'm actually Jacqueline Hollows now, although I'm still Jacqueline B on audio B. And I was, I'm so excited about the things that are happening in Beyond Recovery, my social enterprise. I wanted to do a public boot and let you all know about it. So I've now got a new company called Beyond Recovery. It's a social enterprise, which means it's a community interest company. So all the profits are used for the good of the community. And my social enterprise is really to do with helping people in recovery from addictions and mental health conditions. So we work with people with alcohol dependencies, drug addictions, gambling. We also work with mental health conditions, depression, stress, bipolar, MS. So there's lots of good stuff. And we've moved offices. So we used to be based in Moseley in Birmingham in the UK, and now we've moved into a community cafe, recovery cafe, in east of Birmingham called Shard End, and partnered with another charity called Welcome Change, who are in the same deal as us, but they've got a treatment centre and so on as well. And but this cafe is just recovery oriented, so they do all sorts of recovery activities like acupuncture and EFT and classes, and they've got a fab cafe with loads of nutritional food, and a great recovery champion, the recovery coordinator called Stuart, who will guide people. They do Narcotics Anonymous groups, and they're really open to anything. So if there's enough people who want a group, they would do it. So that's been a great move, because it's the great environment for me and for my clients. So we did our launch event at the end of January, which was a firewalk event, and we partnered with BID Services, which is a sensory service, so for people with sensory loss. And they've got a great conference centre in Ladywood in Birmingham called the Signing Tree. And we partnered with them, and both of our communities did a firewalk event to launch Beyond Recovery. And it was absolutely amazing. We had the firewalk, which was, I'm so pleased I did it. It was amazing. And we had loads of stuff going on the night. We had fire performers. We had a guy playing his guitar from Coventry and Recovery community. We had people from Coventry there. We had at least 80 supporters turn up. We had cakes. We had raffle prizes. People were making banners for their firewalker. There was a sort of bar and little cafe, so the people were having food and face painting, everything really. It was a real fun night out in January when it is quite gloomy. So that launched us, and it was so fantastic, because I've been interviewing a few people who did the walk, and they get so much out of it. It's very, very heartwarming to see, as well as feet warming, to see what people get out of it. And then, not only that, we've also won a major contract with a prison, HMP Onley, in Rugby area of the UK. And we've won this contract. It's for 15 months. It's a major grant. It's a research project as well. We're delivering workshops and one-to-one coaching for 175 of the offenders in that prison, And we're also running staff awareness training, so we'll be helping the people who help the people, which I'm really excited about. We're actually starting that in 2 weeks' time, and it's all based on, all our programs are based on the three principles. And why this is a major coup is because this is the first time that the three principles has been taken into prison here in the UK, and to have it as such a major contract as well. They're a great team run by Phoenix Futures, and they're very innovative themselves. They're very forward thinking. They're totally for the client, and always thinking about ways that they can help the client have a better life, have a new way of thinking, have a different set of behaviours that can help them on their journey once they're released. We're working on the substance misuse wing of the prison, but that is about half the population anyway, half the population of that prison anyway. So that is so, so, so exciting. And we've got loads of other things going on as well. We're working with Coventry Recovery Community. Obviously, I've got my steady private clients. I still see a very small number of professional clients for performance coaching, professional coaching as well, because I really enjoy those guys and seeing how they can really reduce the stress in their lives and blossom, really. Yeah, it's been such a long time, and I thought, I've done a lot of press releases. I've started doing a video newsletter, which I'm really excited about as well, and that's going to go as a link on my email and on my social media and stuff. And I thought, you know what, I really miss doing audio boo. But one of the reasons why I've sort of not done one for a while is because I really like engaging with people. So if I'm putting out content and it's not useful or it's not interesting to people, then I sort of don't want to do it. And so if there's anyone out there who would like to comment on this boo, I would be so delighted to hear from you, either privately or publicly. And if anybody wants to know more, then also I'd be really, really happy to speak. That's all for now. It's a beautiful spring afternoon here in Coventry in the UK. And I'm going to sign off and leave you all to it. Thank you.